And we are back. Couch Company Podcast. I'm John. With me as always, Tyler.
Hello.
And we got a lot of things to get through today.
Yeah.
Starting with Jason
Momoa. Oh, you had to.
Dude, I was like, Tyler sent me a list of what we're going to talk about today. Jason Momoa, he sneaked it in at the end. I had to know what it's about. Yeah. I don't understand. Is it the Fast and Furious movie?
First off.
All right. Preface.
I commend you on saying sneaked.
Yeah.
And not snuck.
That's not a word.
I know. I say it all the time, but congratulations on that. Anyway, Chelsea and I
know that
went through
a debate.
It's not a debate, but people say it all the time. And it's just like people, it's sneaked still sounds weird to me.
Is that a shot at your wife?
No, not at all. Although she might say it, but
I
say snuck all the time, but sneaked still sounds weird to me, but I know it's right. So I always do this double take of anyway.
Got to be really conscious about it.
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, he's an actor.
He is an actor. Probably best known for Aquaman?
Probably. What was he in before that? I don't even know.
He was in Game of Thrones. Right?
Never heard
of
it.
Was he in Game of Thrones? Yeah, he was in Game of Thrones. Probably best known for Game of Thrones.
Probably best known for Game of Thrones.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question. I would say if I had to put money on it, Aquaman. I think it's a bigger audience than Game of Thrones. But
probably. Worst movie, though.
Of DC?
No, it's worse than Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
It's worse than Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Is it the worst DC movie? Probably not.
No. Uh-uh.
I don't know what that would be.
Blue Beetle? Suicide Squad is up there.
One?
Yeah. Okay, so this is actually the other thing I wanted to put on the list. Because
Suicide Squad 1 was like okay for a little bit. Then it kind of fell off a cliff.
So I don't know if you're getting this in your algorithm now, and I have this, like, you know how they did the Snyder Cut, right? And it was like a whole thing and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I promise we'll get back to Jason. But you had the Snyder Cut. It was like this whole thing, like release the Snyder Cut and whatever. So David Ayer did Suicide Squad, but he has his cut.
Wait.
I'm talking the OG. I'm not talking about the new one that James Gunn did.
Will Smith was in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Yeah.
So there's a cut.
There's a dark, gritty cut. So I don't know if you remember the original Suicide Squad trailer.
Yeah.
Very different than what we got is the movie. The movie was a comedy, but the comedy wasn't
funny.
Funny because it wasn't supposed to be. It was just cut that way and just isn't great.
Yeah.
So anyway, my algorithm is force feeding me the air cut. And it's like, I'm expecting that to like show up soon.
Oh.
So like John, who's the guy that was in Walking Dead and played Punisher? John Barthol or whatever.
Yeah.
He has a podcast and he just interviewed David Ayer and they were talking about it and like how he's like that movie like broke him and he had to like go away and kind of like reset and stuff. Jeez. Just because they like apparently Deadpool came out to critical success because it was funny as heck and really good.
Yeah.
Batman v Superman failed.
Yep.
Because plenty of reasons.
That might be the worst.
So then
movie.
The studio comes in and says, all right, we're recutting this to be closer on the Deadpool scale. So between Batman v Superman versus Deadpool, Suicide Squad went more Deadpool versus more of a serious, gritty, whatever. So anyway, I don't know what I was talking about, but that, like, now that I said that and your phone picked it up, I'm sure you'll start seeing these things. Yeah, you're
appreciate
welcome.
That.
So anyway, Chelsea and I were watching Fast and Furious. She started watching, I think, 1 and 2
the best
without
ones.
Me. Yeah.
Best ones.
So I missed out on the best ones.
Yep.
Skipped Tokyo Drift, I think, and then went through.
Good.
I think I came in maybe halfway through like 4 or something like that. And I keep looking over at her and she's not paying attention. So it's fine.
That's where I fell off.
Yeah.
Well,
5 is good. 5 is when the Rock came in.
And no, I was out.
I don't typically like The Rock. And I know that's not like a popular opinion. Or it might be nowadays. I don't know.
He plays the same character in every movie.
He does, but it fits this universe. Like, it's fine. But in 5, he's the bad guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
In, like, every movie, it's the bad guy.
I thought he was a cop or something, though.
He is.
Oh, okay.
But he's, like, the cop that gets results. So if he has to...
But he doesn't have a mustache.
That's true. Yeah, he doesn't.
You cannot be a cop that gets results without a mustache.
Well, he didn't get the results because he didn't win at the end.
That makes sense. Okay. Continue.
But he goes through and does all this stuff. And then, like, you have 5, which I thought was pretty good. 6, I thought was really good. really. Pretty good.
Yeah.
7 started getting, like, what? And 8 is worse. And 9 is worse. And 10 is bad.
Oh.
With the exception.
And here it comes.
Of Jason Momoa. Who I think might be one of my favorite villains I've seen in a movie.
Ever.
No.
Just say it.
In recent memory, I think Jason Momoa would be a good Joker.
Bond villain?
No. He's too wacky for a Bond villain.
And I know there's been some...
But Bond takes everything really seriously.
Which Bond?
I mean, I guess Daniel Craig. Like, if they redo it, and it's like Idris Elba versus
Austin Jason Powers Momoa villain
or something, he could be
not wacky enough.
He's too good of an actor. Right in the
middle,
I think.
So Joker is in the middle of a Bond villain,
yeah,
and an Austin Powers villain.
You know what? That's a great paper. We could probably write that. Yeah,
I would. I'm curious on ChatGPT's take on where Joker falls on the scale of seriousness.
Jason Momoa keeps going between these things of, like, he's like in a suit, really angry, gruff, like Aquaman, stone face, whatever, right? Yeah. And that's like shots of him, and that's how you see him in the trailer and stuff. But then he's like dressing up in pigtails and just murdering people and then having a tea party with them and laughing maniacally and making jokes and doing just wild things with, like, he's like, here's a rocket launcher and just blows things up. And he's like, he has guys around him. He's like, all right. And he's like, it's dumb, but he's like remote controlling this massive bomb rolling through Italy or whatever it is.
Right.
I think it was Italy.
Yeah.
And he was talking to, like, his, like, quote unquote henchmen around him and stuff. And he's like, all right, what are we going to blow up? And one of it, what was he? It was like the Pope
lived. Vatican.
Vatican. Thank you, man. He's like, all right, where are we gonna blow up? And he's like, the Vatican. Oh, you're going to hell. And then, like, just I'm doing it. I'm not doing it justice.
No, it's good.
But he was very
keep going.
He was very good.
Okay,
it was funny. It was really well done. I think 11 because the problem with 10 is spoilers. Actually, I probably shouldn't. Spoilers, because it's a fairly new movie. But 10 and 11 are coming out. They did the classic, it's the last ride, let's split the two movies or whatever.
Yeah.
He gets away at the end, right? Like, he's built, I guess what I'm saying is he's a better villain than, like, all the other villains of those movies.
Yeah.
So I could see them, like, hanging their hat on, like, okay, this is the final showdown. And you would think that introducing, like, the biggest of the bad.
Yeah.
At the last movie with no build up, no nothing. I think they'll get there with how he portrayed it in this first movie going into the second movie.
Okay.
So I don't know.
So Jason Momoa carrying the Fast and Furious franchise. Do they race anymore? Not, is there any racing at all?
That's the biggest problem. There was more of it in this one,
really?
But not
Jesus.
I want to say 9 was 7 or 9 was, like, the biggest.
You realize that
where it was straight up like a Jason Bourne movie without the cars.
You realize that Fast and Furious is Dragon Ball Z. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
100%. So Dragon Ball Z, okay. Dragon Ball, used to be about martial arts.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And about finding the Dragon Balls and they grant us a wish.
Yeah.
Cut to 2020, where we're fighting gods.
Yeah.
Universes are blowing up.
Dragon Balls really don't matter.
Well, there's the Super Dragon Balls now.
Of course there
which
are.
Which grants you a super wish.
What's the difference between I probably shouldn't ask this. What's the difference between a super wish and a wish? Because you can raise people from the dead.
Shenron is pretty inhibited by what he can do. You can raise people from the dead once, I think. I'm very hazy on the rules here.
So super
but
wish,
it can only,
like,
be,
hey,
probably from that universe. There are 12 universes.
I'm out.
There used to be 16. 4 of them got destroyed because the god of everything's like a child and he gets bored.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this child god put together this universal tournament of all the universes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this it was this battle royale. And they had 2 minutes to beat the shit out of each other. And the last person standing like was the only universe that survives.
Wow.
It was crazy. It was actually really good arc. It was fucking wild.
It sounds crazy. Like, yeah. But then how do you go from there?
I don't know, but they are like it's still going. Yeah. I don't know. I thought we were done after he turned Super Saiyan 3 and a pink blob was destroying the fate of the world. Like I thought we were done after that, but
yeah.
We're not. Not even close.
You know who wrote Fast and Furious?
Who?
David Ayer.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, Fast and Furious I was out on it. Like it's just so crazy. Here's a question for you though. How fast could John Wick end a Fast and Furious movie? How fast till the plot's just resolved because he just destroys everyone?
Oh, I mean...
Or you think he'd have trouble?
He
could solo it, right?
I'm not a big John Wick believer. I love the movies.
Wow.
I love Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
But like... He should have been dead like 50 times over.
Yeah. That's you know what I'm saying, though.
So it's like yeah.
How do you stop him? How do you stop him?
You put him against Jason Bourne. Jason Bourne takes him out from a mile away.
You guys were not saying that to me when we were watching them.
I was telling you that. Kyle was saying that. 100%.
You guys were shitting on me for that. No.
What?
No. Yes, who were? You guys were telling me how terrible Jason Bourne was. I was like, guys. We'll never see him coming.
You're trolling me right now.
No, I'm not.
You're trolling
You and Kyle were ganging up on me 100%.
Absolutely
yes,
not.
Yes, you were.
Oh, my goodness.
Ask Kyle. Ask Kyle.
You're acting like I'm not a thousand going to... I'm calling him the moment we stop.
Done. Like, there's no way I was getting bullied by you
both. I was a Jason Bourne apologist.
You were trolling.
I was absolutely not trolling. I love Jason Bourne movies.
I love Jason Bourne movies.
My whole premise... Because we were going to do the whole, like... Top hitman, like top five hitmen or whatever.
Yeah.
Jason Bourne.
Do they both lose to Agent 47? Is that
yeah, 100%. Really, yeah, Jason, yeah, Agent 47 just crushes both of them because you never see him. Like, that's the whole point. But my whole point was.
You don't see Bourne coming, though, a lot of the time.
You don't. And that's why he would wreck.
Yeah.
But
if they got into a fight, it's over.
Yes.
Although Bourne can hold his own.
Yeah.
But. John Wick's pretty good.
John Wick, look, I love John Wick. I think those movies are better than the Bourne movies, probably. It's like a 50-50, because I think the first...
I will say the Bourne movies get better as they go on, minus like the newest one that came out, which I don't even pretend like was real.
Like the story gets more interesting.
Like, yeah, the third one's my favorite, actually.
Ultimatum.
Yeah. I actually think it goes 3-2-1.
I would go 3-1-2, but sure, I could
flip. I would do that too. But yeah. What I'm saying is, John Wick actually gets worse as it progresses. Like the first is easily the best.
Yeah,
2 was good. 3 was good-ish.
I liked a lot of
4
three,
was
but yeah.
It's like, all right, maybe it's time to give it up.
It still wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
They're doing a spinoff.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for hotel.
And I just don't care.
Yeah, it was like, you know, like part of it is like, okay, it's cool that like you're establishing like a kind of universe, but it's not that cool.
Yeah.
It's like a throwaway thing. Like it's like, oh, cool. Oh, it has its history and stuff. I don't want a show on it.
You don't have enough.
I'd rather have a good Lord of the Rings show. That's what I'd rather have.
Yeah.
Like what a fucking waste.
Tell you what, speaking of two quick show call outs. One, Wheel of Time.
Yep.
Pretty interesting.
You didn't read the books?
No. I was hoping that I watch season one of Wheel of Time, which it should be the first book-ish.
Yeah.
And that would be enough for me to get into.
Well, you're a big book guy. Huge book guy.
I am.
And speaking of Kyle, he loves those books.
Yep.
Those are his favorite, I think, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, he named his dogs after.
Yeah.
After them, yeah.
Jesse and Clytus.
Yep. Yeah.
Nailed it.
No, Perrin and Lan. The problem is Perrin seems kind of like a not a good person right now. So that's an odd choice. I'll be interested to see his arc.
It's an arc.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
Yeah. Second show, Ahsoka, is actually pretty good.
Yeah, I saw people freaking out about it. I'm out on Star Wars. I'm just out. Yeah. I mean,
here's the thing.
All right.
And research, research department.
Research company did
a very well written mansplain me the episode.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, he did a very good job kind of like, hey, look at all these artful choices done in the show. Some of which I absolutely missed and was like, oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And I've seen like the thread of like flashbacks from like the Clone Wars and different things. And I don't want to spoil it, but it's like he's a fan of that.
He loves Clone Wars, and
as you should. Like, it's like it's very, very Star Wars.
Oh, now, yeah.
On the flip side, we have friends that adamantly say that Jedi are the worst part of Star Wars and like that whole thing. It's more interesting not to have that, and in which case I can also kind of agree with
Nate.
Kevin, actually.
Oh, Kevin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was, so like big lover of Rogue One, right?
Yep.
That kind of thing, which
is good movie.
Andor, awesome. Like makes a very good point, and they've done Jedi pretty poorly as of late.
Yeah.
I think Ahsoka does a pretty good job. You have your lightsabers and different things, but it's beyond that. Like you're seeing other characters and whatnot. And it's essentially, hey, you liked Rebels, right? What if we made that live action?
But it's a continuation.
Yeah.
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 So because you really liked Rebels.
I do. I did finish Rebels.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool. And while I think they probably should just make more Rebels.
Yeah.
It's interesting. So episode 5 was the big one. I think 1 through 4 dragged a little bit. And I actually even said as much, like every shot is so artfully done and well framed and looks really good. But the problem is like, I don't need to see a pensive, thoughtful stare from every actor. So it's like you have Ahsoka saying something to someone off camera, and then just like 5 seconds to 10 seconds of zooming in on her face as she like stares off into the distance, right? It's just every character does that. And then 5 was interesting because it did all the flashback stuff, way better CGI stuff going on. So like the de-aging stuff and different, like it's like well done, way better than like Obi-Wan even.
Yeah.
So good on that. But then episode 6, my boy Thrawn shows up.
Uh-oh.
So you get the final, like
blue guy?
The first live action version. Lars Mikkelsen plays him. So who voices the guy in
Rebels?
Who voices Thrawn in Rebels?
Yeah.
How'd
he do?
I think he did well. With the caveat, maybe doesn't have the body of a like super fit military chiss. Like, don't get me wrong, delivered his lines really good. I think the makeup looks pretty convincing. Like his eyes are okay, but like his outfit seemed baggy. As he's walking down, like they did like this big like shot of like this Star Destroyer coming in and like going down, and like, you know, all these stormtroopers are there, and I could get into the lore of all that stuff, but like you see him walking down this aisle of stormtroopers, and maybe this is just me and my little quirks, but like I always see how straight somebody can walk.
So that's psychotic.
It's dumb, I know, but if you look at it, he's starting to like, he like weaves a little bit, and his clothes are a little bit baggy-ish, which I think are trying, like they made them larger to look like they were form-fitting-ish, but again, he's not, like, he's an older dude, like, he has, like, an older dude body, and I'm not, like, I don't want to shame him at all, but it's, like, all these books, it's all, like, Thrawn is, like, just peak, he's, like, just perfect, like, he is training, perfection, cut, like, brilliant, like, whatever,
yeah,
and this guy was, like, a dude. Right, it was like almost like cosplaying him.
Yeah. I could see where like not walking in a straight line, baggy, like as like a general, it seems like his character is very much like he has every little detail put together.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Like he walks perfectly straight. He like one guy's out of line in that line and he stops and he'll turn around.
Exactly,
and you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And shoot him or something.
Troopers and everything was perfect.
Yeah.
And you could probably write it off like, hey, he's been marooned on this planet for
but that's what makes him even cooler, where it's he keeps it together. You can't stop this guy.
Yeah
yeah
He's and then the you best. And then you have like a couple like whatever you want to call them, Fallen Jedi, Grey Jedi.
Now imagine Sith, they made whatever, fucking that are in there. 789 about that, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, can you imagine that? It's like, it's all there for you.
Here's what's going to happen. And so Dave Filoni's the guy doing all this, right? And he's like the, if you're going to trust somebody, it's him, right? To do Star Wars.
I trust him with my life.
Yeah. Well,
no, I don't. But sure.
What's going to happen is they'll eventually get ballsy and they're like, "Hey, we need to make some money."
Yeah.
They'll do the movies.
Yeah.
Like three new movies, right?
Yep.
I will be interested to see if he would even accept it and if they would ask him to do that.
It's doomed. It's doomed. It's doomed. What can they do?
Give him a bigger budget. Like, I can only imagine, like, the shots in this show are awesome looking. Like, they have really, really good set pieces. So for me to see what he could do with like an actual full blown like Disney Star Wars budget.
Yeah.
That's exciting to me.
No, I mean, it'd be sick, but like, just like, dude, how do you follow that shit? It's so bad.
Oh, you essentially just ignore it. I don't know if you would, but
just takes me out of it. It's just like, I don't know. I'm lost. I'm doomed.
Well, I mean, they're essentially ignoring it now.
I know, but it's like, how do you ignore it? They don't even ignore the prequels.
Yeah, they definitely don't.
They definitely don't ignore them.
Embracing the prequels, yeah. Hardcore.
Because yeah. The prequels are not that bad.
Some might say the best.
That's ridiculous, but they're not that bad. And we saw that on display with the fucking sequels.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I just can't do it. I can't do Star Wars. I can't do Marvel. I'm just like so dead inside when it comes to that shit. Like, I don't care at all.
And nothing I can say will like loop you in.
No.
Right? Like, it's like, I totally understand that.
And the more that comes out with it, the harder it will be to get me back in. Because now I'm just further and further and further behind.
Yeah.
It's like crazy. They're just piling all this shit on. And I think Calvin was talking about this, where it's like, I think they realize that. And they're just trying to go off of the audience they have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're just milking that.
Yeah.
They're not trying to bring new people in. You know, that's not the focus, I guess.
I think that if you go off the audience, like, it's like there's all the lore that has already been, right? So it's one of those things, like, if done correctly, you can get new people in by being like, oh, this is a new weird thing. That's really cool. And then they go backwards and start looking at all of the other, you know, movies and TV shows and the Legends books and all of that stuff. And I just think it's worth giving him the reins and trying it out. Like, what's the worst that could happen? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. You can't ruin it any worse than it's ruined.
Right. So
it's ruined.
Ruined. Yeah, I don't know. I'm enjoying it. I think that
that's good.
It dragged in the beginning, and now I'm actually like, I'm very much looking forward to Tuesday's episode just to see where they're going with it. Because they're already like seven in. Like, they're, yeah. There's not
what
that
are they
many
doing,
episodes.
Like 10?
I assume. 10? I honestly don't know. Yeah.
8 or 10 seems pretty standard these days. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm glad you're liking it. Like, look, I support anyone who gets enjoyment.
I just like Thrawn, man. That's it.
Thrawn's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, man. I just don't understand. Like, you have all these amazing books. Like, the adaptation, I mean, it's the script is fucking there.
Yeah.
You just need, like, a good director, right? You need good cinematography. You need good actors. And I know it's easier said than done, but, like, one of the hardest parts of writing a movie is done for you. Like, the idea is there. The beginning, middle, and end is written. It's good. Like, provenly good.
Right, yeah. Like, people like this.
So it's like, I don't know, man. I just always go back to Lord of the Rings. Like, that's how you do an adaptation.
Yeah, but then look at Amazon's. It was not good.
Yeah. God. Maybe it's because it's like,
it was pretty, but it was not compelling.
Maybe it's like, you need it to be a movie. It can't be a TV show. You need the budget. But that's not really true, because like Game of Thrones was awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say, would they have $400 million or something? Like, no, they had the budget.
Well, I don't know. Like, why was it so bad? Again, it's just like, fucking, you have the blueprint.
Yeah, it's not compelling. It's just not interesting stuff. Like, it's, I get what they're doing,
but it, like, should be.
The stakes are not there. The thing is with Game of Thrones, you don't know what's happening, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, you can obviously, depending on like if you read the books and all, blah, 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 blah. But like the books weren't done. You could like, so like there was that like office poll of who's going to die, right? Yeah. Like who's going to make it or whatever. And the new one even, and I guess it might be based off of a books there or something, but like I had no idea what was happening. And it was just like, this is interesting. It's more compelling. It's literally less than half the budget of Lord of the Rings. And they just do way more with less.
Than Lord of the Rings? the TV show or the movie?
Yeah, no, the TV show. Because the Game of Thrones and Lord of the Rings came out at the same time. And it got to the point where it was just like, we were watching Lord of the Rings just because it was like part of our like weekly schedule of programs to watch.
Yeah.
But like, we didn't care.
Well, it was like about the second age, right? It was the Silmarillion, I think it's what it's called. It's Tolkien's collection of... And it's a little different because it's not really a story,
mm-hmm.
whereas like The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings are a story or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
It's
it was more a collection of like notes and stuff.
They made it. It was interesting where it was like you saw this big dude that gets like he's like this like wizard guy and you're just like, who is he? You know, like is it Gandalf? Is it because you just don't know?
Yeah,
and. They kind of come full circle with him, and at the very end, spoilers, but in the very end of the season, this big event happens, and this area that you saw throughout, like, basically just erupts, and then it's, like, the name of the area on the screen, how it, like, shows you locations, fades out, and then Mordor fades in.
Oh.
Super cool.
That's cool.
And it was like, oh, that's really neat. Like... But I had to go a dozen episodes to get to that one cool scene. Like, it didn't pay off for me. But
no,
that was cool.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just like, you think they could ever do a movie after the events of the books? Or is that just impossible?
Why would you want to, man?
It's a great world.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't think... here's the thing with that.
How is it not?
No, it is.
It's like one of the most
famous
fantasy worlds of all time.
So you have Dave Filoni, who people trust to take the reins from Lucas, right? Because he loves the source material so much and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And is a proven good director and good ideas and everything.
Right.
Who would you do for
I don't know.
Lord of the Rings?
Someone out there is a super fan.
Like, would you trust Peter Jackson to come in and do that? Because if you recall, he did the three movies of that tiny little Hobbit book.
Yep.
Maybe not the best, like well directed, like good shots mostly, like fine, but like ton of CGI starts bubbling up, it's like
losing his touch.
Well, I don't even know if it's losing his touch because I really like Peter Jackson as a director. I just like you had really good source material. Congratulations.
Well, King the Hobbit's Kong a little great, different though, right? Because it's like the Hobbit's just one book,
right?
And they split that into three movies,
right?
That's an issue.
Yeah, but you don't think they would do the same thing with like...
But that's where it's flawed, where it's like if you make that one or two at the most.
Well, I guess my point is you have, let's say, okay, so Lord of the Rings, three books, that's training wheels on, Tolkien came out of the grave, took your hand and said, walk with me. Yeah. And basically you went
you
through
the
things.
Treebeard?
The Hobbit was, hey, here's the cliff notes. Yeah, right, like here's a small book.
Right.
You got to milk three movies out of it, but at least I give you these milestones on where to get to between there. So you have like from point A to point B, do whatever you want, make it crazy and wild and awesome, and tell a great story. But then you have to get to like Gollum by hour two or whatever.
Yeah,
and I don't think they did a good job with it. So maybe it's too guided.
They need more freedom.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if you just completely take the training wheels off.
Probably not.
I just don't trust anybody to do that.
Yeah, me neither. I just, dude. It'd be interesting, though. It's an interesting thought experiment.
It's a great land. I just think it's also, if you really boil it down, kind of generic compared to a lot of the fantasy worlds that have been made since then.
No, for sure, because it's pretty dated, and like it's very low magic, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess like what makes it so great is just... First of all, what makes it great is Tolkien just had such an amazing understanding of his own world. You know what I mean? Like, there are just so few people that just know every aspect of the entire world. Yeah. Like, he knew the innkeeper's name, and you know what I mean?
Like, Brandon Sanderson is, like, the big name now.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So, like, that's who's, like, finishing, like, Wheel of Time and doing all, you know, like, so maybe something there.
He would never do it.
Well, no, but I guess my point is, I would 1,000% rather see his world come to life
than
somebody else try to take a, you know, rest in peace, dead guy's world and try to milk it for more money.
For sure. No, that's a good point. I mean, because you're not going to do any better.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's fair.
Maybe. Never say never, but it's hard for me to believe.
That'd be tough.
But like a Brandon Sanderson TV show or movie,
Oh, you got Dune, man. Dune's the next Lord of the Rings.
If you like Star Wars and Lord of the Rings. Dune was surprisingly okay.
That was the most Nate trailer ever. I heard you like Star Wars, Lord of the Rings.
Dude, that was right in
Mass
the trailer.
Effect 2.
Yeah.
I have to watch Dune soon. Doesn't the new one come out in October?
Oh, does it?
Sometime in the fall.
Yeah.
So I have to watch the first one before that.
I need to watch it too because I want to go see that.
I got to watch it. I don't know if I have to watch it with him or if I can watch it by myself. I don't know what the rules were, but
yeah.
I got to watch it. You have it?
It's on HBO.
Do you have that?
HBO?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
I mean, get a free trial. Just watch it.
Yeah. Then they're gonna email me. I don't want them to email me.
I mean, they've been emailing me nonstop. I get 50% off.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Yeah. So you do have it?
No. I just... that they keep asking me for it.
I got you.
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know.
I think the only thing I'm paying for right now is Apple and Netflix.
That's surprising. You do like Apple quite a bit.
I think Apple is pound for pound one of the... we don't have to rehash that, but
you lost that argument.
I did.
Badly.
I did.
Mike took you to school on that.
Yeah.
I just watch too because I'm not a streaming guy at all.
I
would have said Crunchyroll, so it's like that's where I'm at. You know what I mean?
Apple is very high quality programming.
But they have shitty shows.
What do you mean?
They're just the worst shows ever.
Apple?
Yeah.
What are you talking
about? The worst.
Ted Lasso? Morning
not,
show?
Not over.
For All Mankind?
Over.
After Party?
I don't even know. The only one I knew was Ted Lasso. I heard
Severance.
I should probably pick up Ted Lasso again. I only watched the first season.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I would actually envy you to be able to go from.
It was good. I liked
one
it.
Through three.
I liked it.
Some good arcs, man.
Like, I liked it
for someone who likes to. Get
I'll tell
the
you
development.
This. I'll tell you this.
Some good stuff.
It's a Peaky Blinders, right? My friends are all like, "This is the greatest show of all time.
Mm-hmm.
You got to watch this. It's a must watch." I watch it. It's good. That's about it.
Ted Lasso is better than Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders was like an 8, maybe. I didn't even finish it, though. I got to finish it. I really should. And I usually finish things, so that's very surprising. But the Russian arc was just not it.
Peaky Blinders, I would give like an 89 to.
Wow.
The whole thing.
That's crazy that you'd put it above Cowboy Bebop. That's actually nuts.
Ted Lasso, I would give a 98 to.
98?
Yeah.
That's disgustingly overrated.
It's
not a 98.
Here's the reason why.
98's like Breaking Bad. Like, that's...
No, Breaking Bad, I would give 100.
Okay, fair.
Like, if we're
like
talking
Sopranos.
Like...
98's like Sopranos.
Like, Breaking
Bad,
I don't
good.
Know what you could do. But like, it's just perfectly wrapped, well done.
I think
like,
so.
It's just like, it's
someone
awesome.
Was telling me it wasn't. Maybe it was Calvin. Someone. Maybe it wasn't Calvin. Someone said Breaking Bad is hard to get into. I don't recall that. Maybe it was you.
Yeah.
I don't recall that at all.
It took a few episodes to...
He kills a guy in the first episode. He locks the guy in his basement, fucking kills him.
I don't think that's the first episode.
It's the first couple.
First couple, yeah. But that's hard to get into. What I'm saying is, like, it's not like... So Game of Thrones, like, end of episode one, you're... immediately hitting play on that episode
because
you're just like, what are you and then that goes on, like they draw you in like with cliffhangers for maybe the first
episodes. I just remember the first time I watched it, I was like up till 4 a.m every night, just
because
I was like, I gotta know what happens.
Breaking Bad's very, very good. I think that it is a fair point that you do have to get a couple episodes in before it clicks with you, at least for me. I don't know.
I don't remember that. I mean, it's been a while since I've watched it, but
I just think that no show has made me feel what Ted Lasso has made me feel.
Maybe I'm heartless.
Maybe.
Maybe I'm yeah, just maybe don't you care. Just don't you know family. What actually irks me the most is the sports stuff.
Sure.
I'm just like, this guy would never be a fucking coach. Like, yeah. This is terrible.
Well, if you can't get past that,
that's then, what yeah, I'm saying. It's fair. Like, and that's, you know, I know that's not the point of the fucking show.
So they,
but I'm just like,
but they explore a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not bad and it's not impossible, yeah, but it's like when they lose and he's like, it's okay, guys. I'm like, that is the opposite of every instinct I have when you lose a game. It's just terrible.
And they will.
And the problem is they're professionals. It's like, it does matter if we fucking lose.
Yeah.
I could be fired.
They explore all of that.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm.
But again, that's the season 2 and 3. And like, because you always think like, okay, like what can you possibly do? Right. Like,
yeah.
And yeah, they, I mean, they do a really good job.
Like, hey, I got to keep going with it. I would give it like a first season, maybe like an 85.
Sure.
It's like a solid show. I liked it. Thought it was funny. Thought it was heartwarming. Warmed yeah, up my little toaster oven for my heart.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't the Grinch after leaving. Like, my heart was still the same size, but like, you know, it was fine.
Yeah.
It's good. But Peaky was like, Peaky was overrated. Peaky's overrated. Peaky's over. I mean, like, they're cool. I love the accents. I love the costumes too. Thomas Shelby's like a cool dude, but like, it's kind of, I mean, it's like, you know, you kind of see after like one or two seasons, you kind of see, I got to get to the mob, I guess. Like, I'm not there.
I like
that's
that
after
season.
The Russian.
Yeah.
Right?
But I think that's a peak and then it goes back down in my opinion.
And then a blinder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, I did it. Dude, I haven't been watching anything. So I've been just playing video games. We have too many video games to play.
Yeah, I mean, what are you? You finished Starfield.
I finished Starfield. I started Sea of Stars.
Yeah, is that, I mean, is that worth of getting, talking about it? Or
like,
is it?
Speaking, it's so I'm very early in, so this is just very initial impressions. I don't know what it is. And this isn't, I don't think it's like a JRPG, right? But it's like,
yeah, I don't think,
that
I don't,
style,
think
I guess, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it's Japanese.
It's like RPG Maker style.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah, right. I don't know what it is about these games, but they are always so fucking slow to get into.
Mm-hmm.
100% of the time. And I'm like, dude, I don't like it. Like, the intro was like super slow. The game looks nice, it runs good. And it's kind of like a, I don't even know what you call it. All the reviews said it's like a 90s RPG style, I guess, if that means anything to you. I guess that would be like,
it's like your Final Fantasy sixes.
Yeah. What is the one though? Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the comparison they were all saying. I feel like they always say that, but like,
it, I don't know. It's the same character style and stuff like that, yeah.
So, like, I'm, you know, I'm getting through, like, the intro and the tutorial and stuff, and it was, like, so slow. Like, you literally start out, and you're doing this, like, test or something, because you're, like, the chosen ones or some shit, and then it goes to a flashback. That's the tutorial. And I have to go through school. And that was like an hour and a half. And I was like, Jesus Christ. They really milk this shit.
Yeah.
And they like teach you all these things. And I'm like,
if you're going through.
It was.
Let's do school for.
Yeah, it was. It was.
So you're saying.
And it was pretty on the nose, too, because they were like, dude, this is so boring. And I'm like, yeah.
Like, it's the perfect thing of if a game is like, oh, this is so boring. This sucks. If you still make you do it,
exactly.
It's not that's you're not absolving yourself
about
that.
So, I mean, we'll see how it goes. So I'm in the very early stages. I think the combat, and I'm so early, it might open up even more, but I think it's very interesting where it's like you have your like attacks and spells, and then there's different attack types like slashing damage and blunt damage.
Okay.
And then you can interrupt, like, so an enemy will charge up to do a spell. And they'll have symbols above their head on how to like interrupt them. So it might be like fire damage, slashing, fire in that order. And then you got to do that interrupt them and stun them. Also, what I really like about this, so it's turn-based, but it has like an active component to it because you can time. If you press A at the right time, you can do a double attack. And if you press A at the right time, when the enemy's attacking you, you can block and reduce some of the damage. So it keeps you kind of engaged and active, and it's cool because like the enemies will wind up differently, so you kind of learn their style and time it better. So I thought that was pretty neat and interesting, because I'm always thinking about, like, how do you evolve the turn-based style? Because right. It's very dated. It's a great style, though, right? Like, and it still works, because you think of something like chess.
Yeah.
Like, turn-based is
Do you have the opportunity to, like, if you just set your controller down? I assume you're playing with the controller.
Yeah, I play with the controller on this.
Set your controller down. Does it get to a point where you can just, like, stop? Or, like does the battle stop? Or if you just set your controller down, does the enemy just keep pummeling you?
Oh, yeah. So the battle stops. Like, when it's your turn, it waits for you to go. It's okay, not like awesome. A Final Fantasy VII where it's active. I forget what they call that.
Active time battle.
ATB. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It stops.
Okay.
But there is, there's an active component to which I like. So I always like that, like, innovation of the turn-based style, because I think there's a way to... You have to modernize it, because I think if you just do classic hit, you know what I mean? It just becomes a numbers game.
Yeah.
And that's not fun, in my opinion. But I think it's interesting so far. It's got great reviews. Like, the thing is, too, like, I talked about this with you many times, because I think it's a very important factor. Like, just because something's high on OpenCritic, sometimes it gets skewed because it's very low, like...
Yeah, like seven people.
Yeah, exactly. Liked it. So it's like, oh yeah, okay. It's like a niche game. This has, like, I'd have to look. I can look real quick, but it's
was it in the 40s?
It's above 50, I think. It's and it might be even higher than that. It was a significant number. I don't think it quite reached triple digits. Like, if something's triple digits,
and it's like a
90 plus, it's like, that's good.
You gotta try it.
That's really good. But this was like, I'll start taking it quote unquote seriously if it's like over 50.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, you can definitely go up or down from there, but I feel like that's a good middle ground. 115.
That's crazy. Yeah.
89.
Yeah.
That's a
good
lot.
Good on them, because that's like, crazy. That's a snowball effect, right? Because, this is coming out when Baldur's Gate is out and stuff. And I think the studio that did that even tweeted and was like, oh, this isn't nerve-wracking at all that, like, one of the greatest RPGs of all time gets released a week before us, or 2 weeks, or whatever it is.
Yeah, you have IGN, PC Gamer, Eurogamer, Game Informer, like all the big dogs.
Not that IGN and I mean they're big. Like, so, like, if
but they sometimes skip IGN, on some
exactly,
of these.
Yeah. If IGN isn't reviewing your game, then like that's already a detriment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So 115 puts it in like top 15 of this year of like number.
Yeah.
And then 89 is also top 15 easily, maybe top 10. Yeah. That's insane. So I'm definitely have to keep with it. Now, here's the interesting question. How much of this has to do with Game Pass? So it's on Game Pass. That makes it accessible. So it's like, does that help the snowball effect?
Well, I wonder too is like, I mean, depending on how OpenCritic, because like I know we kicked around the idea of like, you know, can we get into...
Like, what
OpenCritic qualifications?
Like what,
do you have to write like a full piece? Can you just write like a paragraph and have it count as long as you have like a portfolio of like reviews and stuff? So we're gonna look at it, but I wonder. I don't think IGN or anybody does like a hey, this is on Game Pass, so it's like I don't know how much they weight that like value wise.
I don't think they do. I think my thing is they might though, because I think it's an important factor. Because think about it, you're paying, I mean, we talked about this with Starfield, like you're paying $10. That's a huge difference. But my point is, it might have been under the radar, but it starts gaining traction. And then people see, oh, it's on Game Pass anyways. Now I'm going to try it out. And then if it gets popular enough, that's when someone like IGN looks at it, right? That's like my thought.
Yeah.
But interesting.
And it's a shame too, because that will not be a feather in Microsoft's cap.
No,
like they the only feathers they have are these wilted like Redfall and somewhat.
I
not
mean, like why
Starfield.
Why wouldn't you? Isn't that like a place like it's kind of like a farm system, right? Where it's like it's a sports reference, where it's like you have these minor league teams coming up, and you're like, oh, this guy's good,
yeah,
and then pick him up,
yeah,
you pick him up for the studio, like you know what I mean, like, and then you give him a budget
for all the blunders that they do where with like AAA stuff, their indie portfolio or the games that they give, like, I'm putting in quotations, but like give for free type of
yeah,
hey, like have Game Pass, and here's like just this plethora of insanely awesome games that anyone, if they could just broaden their horizon past the AAA title or past Call of Duty or whatever,
right,
might like. You know, it's they don't get as much credit for that, and I think that that's not fair, but at the same time, I get
you're giving them like a platform, I guess, right? Yeah. Kind of where definitely more eyeballs on the game. But yeah, I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna play it this weekend. We also have to play Payday 3. Which I'm
that's gonna be this weekend.
Tentatively excited about. I don't know how if you. Have any
I
thoughts?
Wasn't a big. Or did you like Payday 2 a whole
I
lot?
I loved Payday.
You loved.
I
Payday.
Loved Payday.
Okay, so and we'll have like, a good range.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like I'm very much like Nate, where bank heists and that like straight up my alley. So
that's awesome.
My dream is to have an amazing game that's like a bank heist. And I like the first game was like bleh. Like it wasn't great. And the second one was definitely better, but still it's like you have to refine some things. Like there's definitely some aspects of it that I don't like because you know the stealth's not great and then you have to like pull your gun out to be able to do any moves or anything, which I hate that. Like I wish you could just be a normal dude and like hack the systems, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And things like that. So it's small things like that where I wish I could just go in, never pull anything out, rob this place blind,
and get out with nothing. Ever triggering anything.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the dream, dude. Mm-hmm. Like I don't care about going loud at all. And like some people like that, more power to them. I know in their trailers they showed a bunch of that gameplay off, which kind of worried me because that's not what I want to do. So I'm really hoping that they've considered and made improvements to the stealth mechanics and some of those other aspects. And I was actually thinking, first shower thought in a while, that I'm going to share on the podcast.
First shower?
Shower thought.
Oh, just shower thought. That so I've you shared. Showered. You just
have
thought in the shower?
No, first shower thought that I've shared in a while.
I gotcha.
That's what I said.
Okay. I'm with you.
On the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. I do shower. Okay. For the right. I'd like to listen to that.
You smell lovely.
Thank you. Your cat thinks so.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about the Payday 3 or Payday in general. It would be so great. First of all, if there's like a multiplayer where you have like a cops versus bank robbers sort of situation, right?
Like a Rainbow Six.
Like a Rainbow Six-ish. I imagine it as like maybe one or two guys is like a security officer potentially, and then the rest get called in.
What if?
Or they all get called in because like.
What if there were three banks?
Yeah, exactly.
So then if you're doing it right, the cops
patrol.
Actually don't really know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then, oh my God, it could get into like so many things where you have an ability where you, like an Assassin's Creed where you can plant fake people with like suits that walk into bank too. And they're like, oh, they're over here. And you just divert them or whatever. Or like just set
just
fire
like
to a third bank.
just Jason Momoa, like just burning people down.
Yeah, and, right. Sure. And then my thought was, how cool would it be? And it's a video game, by the way, but just like a hostage situation where like you're held up, they're outside, and then you have this mechanic of like, okay, the cops lose if any of the hostages die, but the bad guys lose if any of the hostages die. You know what I mean? So it's like this actual standoff, and then there's like some qualifications where you're allowed, like if a police officer steps foot in the building, you are allowed to off like X number of people.
And
then it's like a balancing. And then it's like, if the bad guys hurt someone, you're allowed to do X as a cop or whatever. So it's like, that would be like a really cool, and it would be like this thing where you have like a live mic and stuff and you're like talking, you can make a negotiate. It
would be
so awesome.
Hilarious. If it was like real time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like it has to be live chat in game. And it's like, that would be so funny.
Yeah.
And it'd be like a situation where it's like, you start negotiating and like it would be great. I think it'd be funny, but it'd be tough.
Yeah, it'd be the replay aspect that would be really tough to nail down. And I could understand you get some sort of replay whenever you just don't know who you're getting matched up with.
Yeah.
But then the amount of trolls, the amount of people like it,
that might be a game though where it's very like Among Us style where you start getting streamers that have these like lobby and then people have their private lobbies and it's not as much maybe an online thing as like your friends kind of thing, like an Among Us, because Among Us online is terrible.
Yeah.
But that, you know, like where you're all kind of honor code and
or there's some sort of like
no cheesing
or something when you're doing it where you're trying to like convince them. Yeah.
Yeah. And like you were talking about with Among Us, like, you know, your friends. So the mind games begin and like, it's, I think That would be really cool.
It'd so you're saying we're probably going to be disappointed with Payday 3.
Absolutely, yeah. I was thinking about that. I was like, that's not definitely not game.
Yeah.
But how sweet would that be?
It'd be cool. I mean, neat.
Just like the mechanics of that would be so tough to pull off. It's like never going to happen.
Yeah.
Like you'd have to... It would have to be like an Among Us style game where you're sacrificing like the visuals and everything like that to have this sort of mechanics. You know what I mean?
It's worth exploring. Like that could be a podcast on itself, just an episode where it's like, all right, we're gonna make a better Payday or a better bank heist game.
Dude, that would be just so much fun. And the love the city idea. That's why I was excited to bring it on the podcast.
Yeah.
Again, I do shower, but on the podcast in a while, because then it's like, oh, I think this is cool, and then you always drop something, and I'm like, oh, that's really cool.
Well, because it can't be like if it's cops and robbers essentially, and there's it's one bank, like obviously they're gonna everyone's gonna be on high alert, but if it's like a city, and you're just like, well, there's three possible locations, we don't really know which. There's only.
But
so
that's
many
why
resources.
GTA is so fun because you get like game modes like that, and it is a city. And you are playing cops or robbers, and then after the heist, you get the car chase.
That's fair,
and that might be the most fun part.
Look, man, I wish I could hit you on, and maybe it's just like we play together or something. Like I wish I could love GTA.
Oh my god, you just
never had a good like we
when
need
it
a
clicks,
whole crew type of thing.
Yeah, when it clicks, it's like I like the single player though. Like I think the single player is awesome.
Yeah,
I think it's a lot of fun. Like the story's good and everything. But then just like the mods just do it for me. Cause like I get like the real life car mods. I get the real clothes.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like a baller, dude. I have like all these designer clothes
it's
and
just
like
you.
Lamborghinis. Yeah.
The funny
yeah,
thing is awesome. I have to have millions upon millions upon millions of dollars sitting in a bank somewhere because I had the game and then I felt like during a year span, every other week they were putting out some sort of apology because something happened or some exploit happened or something went down or something. So they were just like, we're so sorry. Here's $1 million. And like, dude, how busted is the economy if you're just handing out $1 million
on the online mode?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't play a ton of online, but like that's a great streaming game as well where like you get,
I mean, it hits something if Red Dead's offline and this is still going. Like, there's something there, obviously. But
Red Dead's great, too, though. I mean, that's a great game.
I have it.
It's immersion, man. Again, it hits my boxes.
Sure.
I want to just escape life.
Yep.
And you want good
gameplay.
I
just want to collect things.
Well, you want to collect things. But gameplay is your number one.
Yeah. Speaking of.
Yeah.
I played a whole bunch of random stuff. After Starfield.
All right.
Gunbrella.
I saw that on Open Critic.
It's okay.
I thought it did pretty well.
I think it's probably around an 8 in Open Critic, right? 79, 80.
I'm looking.
What
is it about, though, if you just, you don't mind?
Yeah, you were picking mushrooms.
As one does.
And your family gets murdered and your house gets burned down.
Okay.
So you pick up an umbrella
79
that has a shotgun built into it. So think like the Penguin.
Yeah.
Literally. And then you're just jumping around shooting things.
Is it a side scroller or?
Yeah.
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 That's up your alley.
It is. I just don't think it feels okay, but it's not like super tight controls. And I just don't really care about the characters and different things like that. So I think I played maybe like an hour, 2 hours of it, something like that. It's fine, but it's just like there's so much other stuff out there that is like it's okay.
So you liked the League of Legends game better?
Convergence? Cool? Yeah. Oh, it not even close.
Okay.
Because Convergence, it was like here's a bunch of different abilities and different things like that, and it was like near immediate. And this one, it's like a boss, I talked to some people, but like it's still just you can jump, you can like dash with your umbrella, and if you hold it down, your umbrella pops open, you can like float down like the umbrella does.
Yep.
And you just shoot a infinite shotgun at things, and like you can get like you can shoot a grenade out of your shotgun, or you can shoot like a machine gun out of your shotgun, but it's like no, the shotgun's pretty powerful, like you just keep using that, and I worked.
It's like the what's it called, the plasma cutter and Dead Space.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly like that, where it's like, no, this is good. I don't need anything else, thanks. And they're like, oh,
I just maxed that shit out.
Yeah.
It was just one-tapping people.
I will say towards the end, where like there's like the first boss, you beat the boss, and then you go and kind of save the people you were trying to save or whatever. And then some like unforeseen things happen. And I'm like, oh, I didn't see that. I didn't see that happening. It was like, but I saw it as funny when really the game's like trying to be like super serious about it. And I'm like, ah, it's just like tonally is just like, I'm not connecting with it.
Yeah.
It's really hard. Especially in like a side scroller. I mean, it's been done. Like Ori is really good, but it's like, it's hard to be like caring about things when it's like this, like I'm calling 8-bit, like 16-bit, whatever it is. Side scroller type thing where you're just this like dude just blasting everyone with a shotgun,
right?
Just giving them all over the place.
Ori's good though,
or Ori's next level. But that's a perfect example of the controls are extremely extremely tight and fun just to move in the environment, and I just felt that the jumping and the aiming of the shotgun and everything was just a little too imprecise for me to feel good about it. Like there are plenty of good, like Ori's really good. Dead Cell's really good. Like that's like masterclass, like just feel.
Yeah.
This just didn't hit it for me. One that did hit it for me, Shadow Gambit, The Cursed Crew.
Yeah.
Is like the full title of it. And, that's if you ever played the, Shadow Tactics, which is like this, like I think feudal Japan, stealth action game, or Desperados 3, which I guess they did other two. I don't know. Where it's all live, but it's like this top down. You control different characters that have different abilities, and you basically it's all stealth. So like you have like cones of vision and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but you're creeping around, taking out dudes, doing objectives, and getting out of the map. The other two games were really fun because I played the Shadow Tactics and Desperados, but this game hits different because it's pirates, which I'm an easy mark for.
Yep.
All the characters are extremely like bombastic because you're on this like dead pirate ship, so all of you are like ghosts and dead pirates, basically. So like your main character, which is I think her name's Afia. Something.
What was it called again? The game?
Shadow Gambit, The Cursed Crew.
Gotcha.
I think her name's Afia Matsukaro or something. I don't know. But
okay.
Well voiced, like really well. Like I was actually
shocked.
That's
the main character, right?
That's who you start as. So the nice thing is there's like eight characters you can play as, and you can pull in like four at any given time or three at any given time, depending on the map.
Yeah.
But then you have to like pick like, okay, in this map, there's a lot of like elevation, so I'm going to bring my sniper here, and then I'm going to bring the sniper, I'm going to bring this other guy, I'm going to, you know, like whatever, because they're all specialized.
Right.
So like she can zip around and like freeze time almost and like kill somebody, but she's a little bit weak and can't like throw a dude over the shoulder and hide him in a grass as fast as like this skeleton guy that can like kill somebody. He's a little bit louder. He can't crouch and carry bodies, but he can murder somebody and get him out of there faster than her. So like you have to like pick and choose depending on like the routes of the enemies and how fast they're going and stuff. Right. And the cool thing is you can hit shift, pause time, and then be like, okay, you're going to go do this thing, and you're going to do this, and you're going to do this, and this, and this, and then like you plan it all out.
Like an XCOM?
And then you hit play.
Does XCOM do that?
Not really, but
something does that.
Yeah, it's...
That's super cool. I love
it. But it's super neat. Yeah. And then you hit play, and you just watch it all go down.
Yeah.
And then you can hit pause again, and then you like, okay, now you pick up the body, you pick up the body, you pick up the...
That's
and
how I kind of
like hide and stuff.
Yeah. That's how I dream like D&D is.
Yeah.
Where you talk about a whole turn, and then... You could hit play and just
and
like,
it's that's and what it's happens. Super. They do it so well.
That's
and the
awesome.
The coolest thing is at the end of the board. And like these things take like, I mean, granted, it's me. I'm like going around making sure I collect everything and do it like.
Everybody. So it's like a strategy.
It's definitely
game.
A strategy. Yeah, game. It's there's a bunch of different solutions to the puzzles, but it's like depending who you have on the map. And early on, your options are very limited.
Right,
but
right.
You can go back to these maps and have different objectives, and there's different enemies and different things. And like certain enemies are like, okay, well, if you whistle, the lower level enemies will come to you, but the higher enemies are like, I'm not going to bother with that. Or, and then you have to start thinking like, okay, if low level guy is talking to a high level guy, then he's not going to come either. Or if you have these two psychic guys that are like mentally linked, they'll show you on the map like, okay, like these two are linked. You have to take them out together, because if you don't, then the other one just resurrects for some reason. So it's like a lot of cool little puzzles, but all the characters are so unique, where like Afia, who's like the main character, she just has a sword in her chest. Like that's her sheath, right? So like if she's attacking somebody, she like rips it out of her chest, kills a guy, and then like shoves it back inside her chest.
That's pretty
the
metal.
Skeleton guy is just like a chef. Like he's a sushi chef. But he really, really cool. And you know how I like sushi and Dave the Diver.
Is it
so
Dave?
It's not Dave. No, because this guy's
sure?
he's Japanese. So
Dave's not?
Dave's not, no. But
Dave's
but he does
friend?
Like these cool, like, yeah, it's probably Dave's friend competition.
Oh, no. Dave killed him.
But the, and there's one, there's like this zombie lady, like, think like big buff, honestly, think, Zarya or whatever
Overwatch.
From Overwatch.
Yep.
Yeah, 100%. Basically her, but
right
like
there
zombie form.
Yep.
She has a big cannon. She's the cannoneer,
so exactly like
right?
her. Yeah.
But her whole thing, her whole shtick is super slow, big, whatever. She can still like crouch, but whatever. Whenever you kill somebody, you can take corpses and shove them in her cannon. So she doesn't shoot cannonballs out of her cannon. She just shoots corpses. So like if you want to hide a corpse, Funk goes in your can, shoots it out either into the water, yeah. into a bush or whatever.
That's funny.
Or if you want to take one of your people. So like for instance, I have a sniper, right? Old, like this old lady that's like just really crack shot sniper.
Yeah.
She can't climb vines. So like in different areas, it's like she can climb ladders, but she can't climb vines, or she can't swim. And everyone has all these little
like
attributes,
a weakness,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So normally she can't climb vines, but there's like, oh, if I could just get her on top of this church. Sure enough, cannoneer comes, thunk, shoots the sniper up on this thing that normally you couldn't get to. So like that's how you kind of create your teams given the different areas you go to. Super, super cool.
Yeah.
But at the end of, in each of these missions take between like 30 to 40 minutes typically, if you're doing like pretty
completionist
hardcore. Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the very end, does this super top high level, think like a football play,
yeah.
and it literally shows you exactly what you did in fast time.
Wow.
So it's like, here's where you started, and it'll show you every attack you did on everyone. So it's like this entire map full of like tiny little dots, like let's say like 50 dudes.
Yeah.
And you just watch your crew just decimate like the entire island and stuff.
That's awesome.
When all that's done, you go back to your ship, the Red Marley, and who's like a spirit ship or whatever.
Yeah.
But then every character has their own story arc, and in between every mission, you can pick one character to advance their arc. So I picked the sushi guy, and
of course.
He's literally training. He was like, I need to make, I'm not gonna do the accent, but he's like, I need to make like food for the crew. He's like, I'm gonna get some fresh fish that we had strung up. But then you're like, okay, you're just gonna make sushi. But then you go to talk to the fish, and the fish talks back to you and
That's
is just like, oh, sensei, like, teach me to be a ninja just like you. And then you end up just training this fish to be your, like...
What?
It's insane, dude.
That's not what I was
But
expecting.
It's so goofy and yeah. stupid and yeah. hilarious. And
then, then the fish is in your party?
He's not in your party. It's just part of the dude's storyline.
Okay.
And this is like...
How sweet would that have been?
5-6 chapters of it, right?
Good fish.
Yeah, right. Well, he was like, you have to get me this plant of blah, 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 blah. And then that was it. And like that's the thing. But then yeah. the next time you talk to it, he's like, here's the plant, master, or whatever, or yeah. sensei. And yeah. it's just like, what? He's like, it's funny. It's dumb. But every place you go to, you get a pearl, or you get a spirit, and you need one pearl and one spirit, and you basically combine them, and you can, that's how you revive your different crewmates. So you can, the cool thing is you can literally pick how you unlock your crew.
Right.
But anyway, all that stuff, really, really good. I'm loving that game. Like it's like the other games were good, but this, it's like the subject matter and it's just the refinement of it. Awesome.
No, I think it's right up your alley.
I love
gameplay
it.
Gameplay and
yeah.
Very, yeah, that's interesting. I really love that concept of...
The demo's out. So it's like you can play, I think, the first three maps for free or something like that. Like essentially like the whole tutorial. It's really, really good. Yeah.
I don't know if I can get to this.
No. That's completely fair. And then, sorry, real quick, the last one was I did start playing Lies of P, which is the Souls-like Pinocchio game.
Yep.
On Game Pass. Holy cow, it looks better than Elden Ring. And I don't know if it's...
I didn't say it.
Yeah.
I didn't
well,
say
like,
it
certainly performs better than Elden Ring.
Yeah.
Okay, get out of here, Superman. Sorry. My cat is...
Soups.
Come on.
It's
fun.
Elden Ring
it's
didn't
neat.
Perform well in terms of... On
no, I mean, to be fair, I haven't played it recently, but it, man, was it a stuttering
mess. You
didn't
have your new computer, though, when you did that?
I did. I played it since I had my new computer.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, this is like butter. This is 120 frames, easy, completely maxed out. Like
it looked great on like the trailers and stuff. So I was curious.
It's a cool concept. So it's like you're Pinocchio, you're a human boy, but you have like a mechanical arm and it's just like puppets everywhere.
I mean,
yeah. Well, so the cool thing is, your sword. So you pick like, you want like your balance class, your super fast class or your heavy class just to start. And you have this sword and you're like running around and killing puppets and whatever, which are essentially just robots. It's very it feels very iRobot, honestly, like just going through it.
Yeah.
And you're killing things and your sword durability goes down. But the funny thing is your arm is essentially like the whetstone for it. So like to get your, instead of like reloading almost, like to get your durability back up, you take your sword and you just hold it next to your like mechanical arm and does this cool like animation, just like you see the durability shoot back up and I'm like, man, that's kind of, it's kind of cool. It has some style.
Yeah.
So I got through that. I went to the first boss that beat me 10 ways to Sunday or whatever.
Yep.
Beat him. And that's, yeah, I got to like, I'm going to find Geppetto now. Like that's my,
so you're enjoying it.
Yeah. We'll see. Is it, I'm sure that the next boss is going to be that much harder. Like I'm sure that,
oh,
everyone's,
if you had a problem with the first
eyes.
One,
yeah,
like, it's not looking good for
it's,
you.
It's hard for me to believe that anyone that played Elden Ring or likes Souls-likes spent more than like 10 minutes on the first. Not even. They probably knocked it out. Like if they didn't beat it on the first go-around, they'd probably beat it on the second. But it
the
took
reviews
me like
for Lies of P
were 7 or 8 tries.
Weren't great. Like low 80s.
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
It's good. Decent. It's not great, though.
It's not Elden Ring.
But yeah.
So that it is very much more on rails, which is maybe why it performed a little bit better.
Yeah,
but
okay.
I was, and you know how I am, but it's like he's wearing like this white blousy shirt, right?
Yep.
Going around doing his thing. And you go outside and it's starting to rain. And then
here
you start, and then you just start seeing like, it's not just like they didn't put just a sheen of gloss on it. It was his white shirt is now starting to be slightly tan. And you could start seeing his skin through the sheer fabric and stuff. I'm like, that's pretty cool. Like, it's a good.
Rain effects,
concept.
Water
yeah.
effects, quickest way to Tyler's heart.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, so, it looks sick. I mean,
yeah.
I will say Shadow Gambit, though, just to jump back really quick, pretty decent reviews. 85.
What's 85?
Yeah, with 51 critics.
Okay. All right.
Which is, that's solid. I mean, that's pretty decent. 85 is a mighty.
I think I have
guy.
It at 87 right now.
Okay.
Because I'm about 5 hours in.
So your scores we'll are see. Fluid, so you score them as you go.
Yes.
And then, okay. Yeah. I wait till the end.
Like to have a judgment. It's kind of like almost like a, like you can kind of see where like this started out really strong, right? So if I'm playing a game and it's like, holy cow, this was amazing, right? Like,
yeah.
A great start. And then it starts kind of like going down or up or down. Like, you know, like you can kind of start seeing it. And I think Dave the Diver was a perfect example of that, where like I started and it was like, maybe 82 or whatever, and then you just see it like just skyrocket as more and more and more goes through.
Yeah.
Same with like Neon White. Like, so we just to kind of loop that back in, we went through all games that we've played for the past 2 years are on there now, scored, ready to go.
Couchcompany.games
with stipulations on like if just one of us played it, our name is going to be on there. So right now, I feel like it's weighted way more in my favor because I'm
you
doing
play a
it
million
I play,
indie
I,
games.
I can't keep up.
The problem is you don't finish them.
I finished a lot of last year, so like that's okay. That is one of the stipulations, right? So And I don't know if you've noticed, like on some of the lists that we've done for this year even, I've just deleted. Where I'm like, okay, I'm putting this on here because I want to play this game. And then it's like I either it didn't hit for me and I just really didn't like it, or I didn't want to play enough of it to give it like a true score. Because if it doesn't grab me in the beginning, I mean, we don't get paid for this, so it's like I'm not going to keep going, right?
Yep.
But I'm also not going to say, oh, this was a 40 game and, and that was it. With the exception of like maybe you could make that argument with Redfall, but I think we played enough of Redfall to understand what
we did
that
not
is.
Play enough of blanking
Remnant?
On the name. No, the BioShock kind of Russian game.
Oh, Atomic Heart.
We did not play enough of that.
No.
I couldn't get into it. It was so boring.
I think so, like Street Fighter VI, I think we'll probably end up getting off the list because I don't care about that game at all. And I respect it.
Dude, I have to play it.
You're better off playing Mortal Kombat, I think.
I have to play it. I said I was going to play it, and I have to play
it. And that's fine. But if you want something that will actually be like story-wise or actually like make you care about it, like Mortal Kombat, just 100%. It's not even close. So.
But I kind of want to play it. I don't know why. Well,
man,
dude.
Do whatever you want. I don't care.
I'm just cool. It just looks cool.
But that's how everything scored. So everything scored there. And then I think the two that Jeff, so what Kel Jeff that I gave him was Elden Ring and Sifu were those two. So like Elden Ring specifically, because if it was up to me, Elden Ring would have like a 67.
Yeah, I mean nobody would listen to us anymore.
But that's fair, right? Like, and I think Eliza P is going to be a similar thing where
I don't know how he feels about it. Actually,
he said it was good.
He said it was good. Yeah. Okay.
It's not Elden Ring, but it's one of those like
Elden Ring is like one of the best
if he scores it, and it's just like, all right, cool, we trust you, and you just put it up, and it's what it is. Like,
I won't be
if he's comfortable with it, we'll do it that way.
But. I won't be playing Lies of P, so I have to trust someone else.
Yeah,
those are not my games, dude.
If I'm just shocked at how well it's running, I think that's a big. It's a big
again.
Deal.
You're a performance gameplay guy.
But for a game that is so dependent on like perfect timing and getting, you know, like being able to like flip the camera and see where what's coming and like I shouldn't be fighting the performance of a game and being all stuttery and bogged down because it just feels wrong.
But then you shit on the visuals too. So it's like a catch 22, right?
Yeah, well, but Eliza P is a perfect example of you can have decent looking visuals because I think it uses
Unreal
Engine.
But then you sacrifice open world.
Maybe. 100%, 100%. We'll see how it opens up. I don't know.
I mean, you're in a city, right? It's not gonna.
For right now, yeah. I don't know.
I imagine it's gonna be on the rails for the entire game. It's my
probably.
Guess.
People are putting it to like Bloodborne or whatever.
Bloodborne is like loved though. So I mean, I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but Bloodborne runs like crap. Like, enjoy your cinematic 30 frames a second.
I didn't say it. Wasn't me.
I don't know. But yeah, so Payday is coming.
I have some bad news for us, by the way. Just while I'm on OpenCritic, I was like scrolling through.
Yeah.
Any guess for what Payday 3 is sitting at right now? Or should I not tell you? Maybe this will influence your thoughts on it.
60.
Higher.
65.
67.
Yeah.
It's a blue. It's not a sick guy, but it's a sad guy.
But that's within our...
That's sure. Bad. Yeah. It's pretty bad. Although I think there's only like a couple reviews, so. Cyberpunk though, which I'm really excited for.
That's another one.
89.
That's,
That's pretty big.
GameSpot gave it a 10.
Yep.
Which is unheard of for a expansion pack to be like, it's 10 out of 10.
Is it just me, or is like the expansions in recent years have just been like some of the highest rated things I've seen? Like, Final Fantasy 14 expansions, Forza expansions are
randomly
amazing.
Oh, weird. If you craft a well-paced, tight, feature-rich thing, it reviews well versus your bloated, open-world, repetitive game.
Yeah.
Like, a shocker.
I will say, opposite effect on Horizon. Horizon Forbidden West. Scored really well.
Yeah.
DLC, meh.
A little meh. Yeah.
Not meh, but like okay. Like in like low 80s.
Yeah.
Or mid 80s or something. Low 80s. It had to be low. It's purple. I haven't played it either. So it's like, But if that was like a nine in the 90s, mm-hmm. like the game was, or it, like it high 80s.
I don't even think it was high 80s.
Horizon?
I think Horizon Forbidden West was...
No, it was like 89.
I think it was mid. I don't think it was 89.
Mid?
Yeah, no, I think it was purple.
What?
I think so.
The game?
I think
so. The regular game?
I think so.
Cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger me?
Yeah. All right. It was not purple.
I'll cheeseburger you.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not looking at it. I'm not looking at it.
We actually have to shake. That's fine.
We have to
shake. I owe you dinner tonight.
Oh, are you going to do it tonight? That? Is that why we're doing it tonight?
Yeah, well, that's part of it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Searching it right now, just getting a quick cheeseburger.
I might be 88. Okay.
I mean, that was easy.
What's purple? What's the drop? Is it 86?
84,
or something?
I think.
84.
All right. Yeah. Let me just look at the Burning Shores real quick. 81 on Burning Shores. So it's
interesting.
Like, yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
I digress. I'm excited for Cyberpunk because it's in like a really good... I think after the 2.0 update and the DLC, I think it's in a really good spot now.
I'm going... I'll go blades. So I'm going marksman rifles, blades.
They revamped the skill tree. So you've seen this stuff. Yeah. And
which almost made me want to start a new character.
Yeah.
Because I just started a new character because I was... using it for reference for Starfield, and then I was like, I kind of want to like start again, but there's only so many times you pick this chick up from the bathtub, right? Like it's just like if I start over again, I'm never gonna get to where I need to be.
Yeah, you run into Fort Joy.
I just forget how in a, like you could. I don't think my early decisions are gonna mess me up. I guess.
No.
Like, I put a lot into body where I'm like, I probably don't need that much, but it is.
You can respec once for free, I think.
Can you?
I think so. That's what they said.
Come on, cat.
Cat, man.
Or just push him off.
I don't want to.
You can push him off.
Goodbye. Right. There's a cat like two inches in front of my face.
Right. That's what
listeners.
I mean. You're allergic.
I'm doing okay, actually, today. Your cats are going crazy. Yeah, they're fucking fighting each other.
It's dinner time. Close to dinner time.
But yeah, anyways, really excited for Cyberpunk. And there's just so many fucking fighting games I have to play. Like, I want to play Mortal Kombat. It looks amazing. Like, the game looks really nice.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just that we're seeing it on a crunched down phone.
It looks so good on my phone.
No, exactly. But that's exactly
right?
It. Where like
same with Street Fighter.
Street Fighter does not. So Street Fighter has whenever you're picking your character and you select it, and it does this like almost like ray traced close up. You could see all the pores. It's like really good quality, and then it flashes to like not as good quality, and then you get into the gameplay. And Mortal Kombat is like the actual gameplay. Super smooth, really good, but it's capped at 60. It doesn't go above that. Street Fighter does go to 120, but like the movies are 30. The game board, so they got rid of the crypt, and now you're like running around on a game board to do stuff.
Yeah,
it's an okay concept, but like that's 30. It seems like, and it just feels not great.
So you beat the like, story, right?
Yeah, story you beat in maybe like I would. Seven-ish hour, maybe between five and 7 hours. Like it's pretty short.
Okay. Street Fighter doesn't really have a story. That's kind of the problem.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's like the world tour mode or whatever.
I don't care.
I would be playing it for the fights, which is like totally the opposite of what I should ever do.
So this is, I don't even know if I should say this on air, but this is really dumb. So I made this like little old lady. That's my fighter. Just like tiny old lady. Because like in my mind, I was like, I'm going to make her and then eventually you and I will fight and I'm going to bring out my character. You're going to bring out your character and I'm just going to whoop your butt with this like old lady. She has like this gray hair like bang so you can't actually see her eyes and stuff. Hilarious.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm this old lady. All right. So picture that.
Yep.
And I talk like you go through like the intro story or like intro cinematic and you have to talk to this chick. And she's like, oh, you can fight anyone in the world and blah, 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 blah. And like, go up and start challenging people. And I'm like, okay. And I don't know if it's randomly generated or what. I could only fight black people.
No.
So I'm like, I'm looking around And I'm like, this seems like it was just, it was odd. And maybe just because, so like, my line of work and stuff, I'm always looking at, like, diversity and stuff, and I was always trying to be, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm looking around, and I'm like, because you could tell because the people have their levels above their head or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
People are walking around and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just, like...
They're all NPCs, right?
All NPCs. Yeah. And I just couldn't find... In my immediate vicinity, like, eventually I just ran out of, like, the group that you're supposed to fight.
I mean, you can go to, like, Japan and stuff, right? So...
Yeah, because you got to go and like meet all the Street Fighter people and stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
But just in that little area, because you have to like go fight somebody, then run back to her and say, "Hey, I fought somebody," and she's like, "Great, now go eat some pizza." It's sure. not compelling, right?
No,
like, at all.
No. I wish they did like in Street Fighter V. I'm pretty sure they did like a story mode.
Yeah, I bounced like off of five pretty quick, like but you're closer to it, yeah.
Mortal Kombat esque
ish. Yeah,
like there's a story.
Not no one does Mortal Kombat like that, but yeah.
No, yeah. But you know what I mean. I mean, like, I'd prefer that. I mean, they were trying something new, and like,
yeah,
I think that created characters hilarious. Like, there's some funny
yeah.
things. There's also some really impressive things. Like, I watched some of the like online battles or whatever, because there's like a, you know,
yeah,
you can do your, you know, avatar or whatever online, and like there's some cool.
Yeah,
people make some really cool stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. I want to try it. I just think like I kind of like the character design in Street Fighter more than Mortal Kombat. Like, is that crazy? And I've never been super into either. Like, I can't even tell you the last time I played. I've never played Street Fighter, and I can't tell you the last time I played Mortal Kombat. Like,
it just depends if you want an exaggerated style. Like, yeah, you want something yeah. a little bit more stylistic.
Like so you're saying like Street Fighter is like exaggerated.
Oh, yeah. Well, everyone's yeah. super glossy yeah. and super, like...
It's
like,
anime as fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can see that.
Their biceps are the size of my
yeah.
body.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
it's awesome.
It seems almost like Mortal Kombat has, like, even dialed it back a little bit, where it's, like, they're very realistic. They're
yeah.
very...
Yeah.
I mean, within the realm of
yeah, Mortal but like Kombat they, thing, but... Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
Like, yeah. even... Like, nobody's, like, super overbuilt or anything. It's just, right. like, a dude that's, like, yeah, you could be an actor, whatever. Sure.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
good job, Johnny Cage. Which, Johnny Cage, he's annoying. And I understand Johnny Cage is supposed to be annoying, but I really want to go back to 11 and see if it's the same voice actor or what. But, like, he's two people. I don't really like his delivery.
Okay.
Like the character or whatever, but don't love his delivery. Because you know this is all resetting
right.
the Mortal Kombat universe. Megan Fox is worse than Ronda Rousey was in 11. So they brought in Ronda Rousey to be like Sonya Blade, right? Yep. Like that was the voice actor, it was a whole big thing. And it was yep. like, why'd you pick her? Whatever. Megan Fox is terrible.
Oh,
like I hate
to see it.
And I loved her in New Girl.
You did?
But my God. Goodness, is she
voice acting's hard?
Terrible voice actress.
You ever seen? Did I ever show you the NBA?
Yeah,
game.
That's literally
that's
equivalent.
The worst.
Yep.
Equivalent? No.
No. NBA is worse.
Okay.
But you know how it was just like you're literally just reading. Like
yeah.
you're not. There's no inflection. There's yeah. no nothing. That's yeah. literally it.
Yeah.
Like
the problem with the NBA
she's
one.
She like a vampire. We don't choose to be vampires and monsters. And then they like fight. It's like, okay.
That's funny.
The NBA one's bad. Yeah.
Oh, that,
who was
whenever
that?
I need a was funny it, laugh.
That wasn't Shaq. Who was?
Oh, it was like all, they got all, like all the players.
Oh, it was just
to
all
voice
of them.
Themselves.
Oh, that's really, there was, oh, yeah. there was one really egregious one or one that always makes the round on like
it's
TikTok and stuff.
Bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. whenever I need a chuckle, that's one of my go-tos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think, wow, fighting games are just in such a good spot right now.
Yeah, I guess Mortal Kombat was another game I played that we didn't talk about. But
yeah,
I played Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Wow. Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and you have Tekken coming out?
Tekken's January. Crazy. Yeah. And Tekken doesn't do the story nearly as good as Mortal Kombat. Like,
maybe they'll surprise us.
Maybe they do.
Maybe they'll surprise we'll see. Us. I'm problem- so bummed that Street Fighter, because like, I think fighting games have like some of the coolest, because in a fighting game, it's an imperative to have amazing characters.
Yeah,
because you need a good roster and you need like unique and interesting characters. That's like the life and blood of a good fighting game, right? So it's like I'm a character guy, right? Like obviously, And that leads to like, man, I want to get into the lore of this because the characters are like, when you talk about Tekken and like pandas and has a crush on a bear or something, yeah, I'm just like, that sounds fucking hilarious. That's right. Awesome. And like, this guy died 5 times. He's back. I'm like, yeah, let's do that. There's a fucking guy with a panther mask on.
But
Jaguar.
Even that pales in comparison where like in like I don't know anything about Street Fighter. If you know the Street Fighter lore, then maybe this would be something for you.
I got a little into it, but like the bare bones.
But like it doesn't do anything in the game. Like I was like, I want to do the arcade, and it was like I picked Blanca.
I was kind of bummed because I was like, I don't even know what I was expecting because they were like upfront about it. They were like, oh, it's just gonna be World Tour mode, and I'm like, I still thought there was gonna be like an arcade mode with like maybe it'll be DLC or something. I don't know. But I like kind of like got a little bit of the backstory, and I wanted to do the same thing. Well, for Mortal Kombat, it's actually perfect because they're like resetting everything, so I can just jump in. And just like, I don't know what the fuck was going on, but who cares?
Yeah.
So like, I'm set for that. But I was like kind of bummed because I was like, oh man, like I just think the Street Fighter character is so cool. Like you have Ryu, right?
Yep.
And he's like this old gruff dude now. I'm like, his character design's great. Like they're all like aged up. I love when properties do that. They age up their characters.
Yeah.
Time's passed. Things have happened. Things are canon. Like that's super cool to me.
And that was Tekken 3. Yeah. And it was like they just stopped. Like they just froze in that time.
Yeah.
They aged everyone up and it was like sick. And then that was it.
And it's like you have to have a balance because it's like, okay, well, if you're on Tekken 8. They might all be too old, and then we lose all our icon. Because like I remember you said they did that with like 2, where was it 2 where they killed everyone, and then it's like
it was 3. So 3 they killed essentially most of the roster of 2 and all their like
kids and
stuff and everything in there. But then like turns out everyone that died basically didn't die.
But I
will say with Mortal Kombat, like the difference was in Street Fighter, it's like, hey, a very anime, like, be the best, help out each other, love your neighbor, go kick all these black people's asses, you know, like, that's basically what it's saying. I'm just telling you what it's saying.
Capcom would come out and say, I don't know.
But it was just dumb when little old racist white lady running around just knocking dudes that would, like, just one
so
hit. Anyway,
fucked up.
It's so dumb. Anyway.
Yeah.
But all of that, and then you look at, like, Mortal Kombat, where it's literally, like, a really good cinematic, like good looking cinematic.
Yeah.
The transitions, the worst transition part is just the fact it goes from like 30 to 60. If it was just all 60, it would be
butter.
Yeah, it'd be really, really nice.
Yeah.
And the resolution's a little, I think it's like rendered at like 1080p instead of 4K is like little weird stuff there.
Mm.
But like it starts out and it's like you have Raiden, who isn't the God of Thunder anymore, with Liu Kang, and they're just farming. And that was it. And then they go for a drink, and then the whole thing just goes. And it's just like you learn to love the characters and love their backstories and stuff. And it's very similar to Arcane, where if you know anything about the characters, when you see them in one, like Mortal Kombat 1, like this newest one, which I know is a little confusing, they look slightly different. But by the end of the game, they get to mostly where they were. Like their classic looks, right? So it's like, I'm making this up, but like, that's weird. How do you have 2 legs right now? And then like by the end, like, oh, you're going to have 1 leg. You know, that's not a thing.
One leg
like,
stand. Dude.
Yeah, one leg like, stand is just going to, you know. But like who was the green?
It's not. Hulk.
You have Scorpion, Sub-Zero, and then.
I don't know.
Lizard guy or whatever, which my argument was, you make him care about you, but I can't remember his name. But like you actually care and stuff. So
yeah.
Anyway,
no, that's cool. I like that too. Like making it work. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, anyways, top 5.
Yeah, I know we ran long. We have time for a top 5. We blowing through.
We could blow through it or we could save it. It's up to you.
I mean, we saved it from last week. May as well knock it out if we feel like we can
just knock
it
out of the park. So this week we were talking, I think this is Chelsea's suggestion, Tyler's wife. Top 5 wizards.
Yeah.
Top 5 wizards. Don't have a good segue. I guess there's some wizards in Mortal Kombat.
Sorcerers. Otherwise, it would be on the list.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Okay, so we got to talk rules.
We got to talk rules here.
So what are the rules? What makes a wizard a wizard? And we're including witches as well, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
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 Go ahead, Tyler. Give us what is a wizard?
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
My hard and fast rule was if they were ever referred to as a wizard, it counts.
Yikes. Okay, I have some wizards on
here
then.
For instance.
Yep. To me, wizard, like the D&D definition is like learned magic.
Yeah.
As opposed to natural magic.
Sure.
As opposed to heavenly magic.
But then, so the only, and we talked about this briefly while we were both drunk at a casino, but it was the idea is if you go with that logic, then like Doctor Strange is a wizard.
I have him, yeah.
But he's the sorcerer supreme.
He's a wizard. He's a wizard.
Right.
But
then you also argue that like Gandalf isn't a wizard.
Gandalf's not a wizard. Correct.
But he literally
doesn't matter.
Is a wizard.
He's not.
But he's a wizard.
He's a divine being.
He's
not a wizard.
He calls himself a wizard.
It doesn't matter. I can call myself a champion. I'm not.
It's okay. The divine beings are wizards, though. That's the whole thing.
They're not. He's more of a cleric, if anything.
Look, if you're going by D&D rules, sure. But what I'm saying is,
how else do you make sense?
Jedi are wizards,
yes,
because the creator of Jedi call them space wizards.
They also have to hone their craft in the Force.
Laser swords.
They learn,
yeah,
the Force.
Sure.
They study it. Wizard studying.
Yeah.
School. Harry Potter is a wizard. You're a wizard, Harry.
Yeah.
He said it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we can
count Gandalf because like he's on every wizard list ever.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying he shouldn't count. He's a god. He's like divine.
It's just that universe. That's what I mean is when you start going with different universes, it's not super great.
All right. We'll try to.
Because like in the Mistborn things, they're Allomancers.
Right.
Right. So right. Like.
Got any of that? Those in there?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's why I pointed over there. That's the biggest ones.
No, I mean in your. I guess I'll learn.
No, I don't. I took them out because I remember you saying like it's a learned thing.
Well, you're right? Saying it's not.
Well, I'm saying that if he calls himself a wizard, and technically Gandalf goes and studies, so like
yeah, all right.
It's
does he?
Yeah, he runs around looks for history.
Oh yeah, I remember that
goosey.
Part.
We should have just done like, hey, top five magical
beings.
But yeah. Then, how do you even quantify?
I don't fucking know. This is gonna be a disaster list, which is fitting because
which is
wizards
why we'll be done in 15 minutes. Let's go.
Wizards are bullshit magic-y too, so yeah. Our list is gonna be bullshit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh really? That's the first time that's happened.
Magic. Yeah. All right. I'll start. I'll kick it off. Speaking of D&D, I have Karsus.
Okay.
From D&D. You should probably, maybe you're familiar mm-hmm, with him. Mm-hmm, Gale talks mm-hmm. about him in yeah. Baldur's Gate a little bit. Are you that far yet?
No. Fine. I know who you're talking about.
You know who you're talking about. Yep. Which is, that bodes well for me.
Sure.
Okay, so Karsus is the only human in history to cast a 12th level spell. Now in D&D, at least 5th edition, you're probably familiar, it only goes up to 9 levels. So that should indicate to you how fucking OP this guy was, that he gets all the way up to a 12th level spell. Now you might ask, what does a 12th level spell do? Well, it kills the goddess of magic, of course. Like, so he pretty much turns into a god.
Spoilers.
This happened years ago. Thousands of years ago. You don't know by now. he essentially turns into a god, and then Mistra, who's the goddess of magic, I think sacrifices herself to stop him, and essentially it destroys the weave or something, like damages it.
Oh yeah.
So this is Karsus's folly.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's insane that he was able to get that strong. Also the kind of empire they had or whatever is just like these insanely strong wizards to the point where their cities were like in the sky, just mm-hmm. floating around. Because why not?
Sure.
And he was like the leader of them, so he was the strongest. So he's probably top 5. That seems pretty broken.
It's an argument.
Yeah. I mean, dude, who else has turned into a god?
And then
it blew up.
Well, yeah, we can get there. Okay. Yeah.
I can't say any more. I mean, there's actually, they go into it in Baldur's Gate, but I don't want to spoil it for you.
Yeah, don't spoil it for me, because that's a slow burn that I That's a great game.
Yeah. It's a great all game.
Right. All right. So how do you spell that?
K-A-R-S-U-S, maybe.
Karsus.
Karsus.
Sure. All right. What about Merlin?
Yeah. I don't know what he does, but I just respect him.
I mean, there's a ton of incarnations I don't know any of him, but I mean, the fact that it's just like, I mean, obviously advised King Arthur, yep. if you want to go that route of sure. just like, okay, like help the realm, did all this stuff. If you're looking at the cartoon, you can change into different animals and stuff, which is pretty cool.
He brings out the
I'm just saying, it goes
dad?
Like all over. You have, yep. the, you have the live action like TV show where you get to like watch him kind of like grow up and talk to dragons and do all kinds of stuff yeah. And whatnot. You have Harry Potter, where he's just like the OG best wizard
Slytherin,
ever.
By the way.
Yeah.
Sure. Slytherin.
Sure. Sure.
He's in Slytherin House.
Yeah. Okay.
Best house.
It's up there.
It's
in the top five.
In the top five, so it's going to be in the top five. It is in the top four. Top four?
But so I mean, like, Merlin is just...
Yeah, he's good.
When you like, hey, name a wizard... Well,
he's top three
at this point. Harry Potter's probably on.
Yeah,
first
but
thing,
like
but
he's up. He's
before
in,
Harry Potter, Merlin would have been it.
Gandalf,
maybe.
Speaking of Gandalf.
Gandalf's great.
He's not.
He's great.
He's not. Like, I will concede this to you because I have to, just out of principle.
I'm not saying he has to be on the list.
He doesn't cast any fucking spells.
He doesn't need to. That's how good he is.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
He casts plenty of spells. You just don't know that
he bangs his staff on the ground yeah. against the Balrog.
Yep. He's a fire wizard.
He throws some sparklers when he's in the Hobbit
fireworks.
Village.
Likes fire.
What else did he cast? He blinded something
he
over
talks,
the ridge.
He talks to a butterfly.
Although I think that was
to
the
a butterfly.
Sun. He talks to a butterfly. He blinded people. Although I think that was the sun.
You there can't
a,
prove th- it.
There was an assist you on were, the sun
no,
there.
You were
I think
blind.
He might have just timed the sun going
imagine,
over the
imagine if he could make the sun, like that was a spell, as he made the sun crest
rise
a
little faster.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But he's like in all these big battles, he's fighting with a fucking sword.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem very wizardly of him.
He knows how powerful he is, and he has to hold back a little bit. That's all.
You're never allowed to say anything about Superman again.
That's fine.
Okay, because that's why Superman's the best. That's exactly why Superman's the best, by the way.
Superman's most powerful. Anyway.
He's the best. He's awesome.
I'm not saying Merlin or Gandalf has to be on the list. It's just like...
He's a good contender.
Yeah.
Gandalf the white or gray, or does it not matter?
So that gets a little interesting where it's like... For me, I would do gray because that is the more... I understand he's God and everything. And
yeah.
But like...
I agree.
The white, then it's like, hey, you're
open.
Resurrected.
Yeah.
Oh, like you just... Okay, you plot armor, you're not dying type of thing.
Which is kind of wizard-like.
Yeah. I mean... but I would do just Gandalf the gray. Like that. I when I think of Gandalf, he's in his gray cloak. Very rarely do I think about
with his hat.
And, yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
As much as three
with
was awesome. Yeah.
Wow. Three is the best.
I mean, that's magic. He's making ships go through circles and stuff with smoke.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What level spell you think that is? Cantrip, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Sure.
It takes skill. Okay. Anyway.
My guy fucking turned into a god.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yeah. Darth Sidious, though.
So here's the thing.
All right.
We're talking...
Because I'm assuming one, there's going to be one from Star Wars.
Yeah, probably.
We're not going to have multiple from Star
Wars.
Probably. So Qui-Gon's good.
So
Darth Sidious OP.
Darth Sidious is OP.
Yeah.
And it depends on what properties you're talking about. Because if you go into the books,
worse.
It gets worse.
Yeah.
He is just infinite clones and can just spirit hop and do
that
different things.
That sounds disgusting.
But... Qui-Gon was the first.
That doesn't matter.
To be that like, hey, matter. You know all those Force ghosts? You know Obi-Wan? You know Anakin? You know Yoda? All that stuff? Qui-Gon was the one that was like, oh, I figured it out.
That's good.
It's real good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Not as good as infinite clones and never
now,
dying.
If you're talking pure power,
yeah,
then
but
it's hard not to
pure
give it to
power.
Sidious.
He has the pure power.
Yeah.
But he outplays everyone with politics.
Yeah,
he
that's fair.
Isn't bad with a blade either. Goes toe-to-toe with Yoda.
Yeah.
Windu.
Yeah.
I mean, Although Windu should have won.
He did win.
He did win. I'm still sad about it. I'm still a little sad about that. I think Darth Sidious is pretty nutty.
Yeah.
Like, you talk best wizard. Qui-Gon had great force ability, but, like, Darth Sidious just takes it to an entirely different level, in my opinion.
From pure power and cunning and everything else, absolutely. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Well, what else are we measuring?
Well, I don't know. Like, it's one of those, like, Qui-Gon did all that before Sidious, right? So it's like,
sure.
it was just one of those, like, this was...
standing on the shoulder of giants, I guess, sort of
deal.
Yeah,
but it's like, just like...
In the histories of Star Wars, they will talk about Sidious more than they will talk about Qui-Gon.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, sure. Sidious, just he like took everything. Like, he's
created
just,
an empire. Yeah, yeah, like, sure. I can't argue that. I'm just talking, like, if you're talking just pure wizardry.
But I think Qui-Gon's has the wizardry. Like,
he does.
Has the lightning. He has the. You know better than me. He's got a million powers.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's good.
I hate him, but
I do too. He's gross. Yeah. His skin's clammy, but he's good.
He's very good. Yeah.
You think with all that power, he can make himself look a little better?
You would think.
Maybe he doesn't want to.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, by that, technically, Dooku is pretty cool too. But
I love Dooku, yeah. Especially Book Dooku.
Yeah,
I'm serious. You get Book into the trade routes, and you're like, he's got a point.
We can't do this right now.
I know.
Right.
I'm just saying he has a point.
Your turn. What do you...
Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah.
I have two from DC.
Okay.
So I have Zatanna, which I
yeah.
love Zatanna. She's probably not going to win, but just a shout out.
She's pretty cool.
The best.
Yeah.
And that's my vote for DC. If Doctor Strange or Doctor Fate doesn't count, Freudian slip. Doctor Fate. You know Doctor Fate?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's a wizard. He got chosen by the Mask of Naboo, and like, I don't know if he was magical before that or if he had to study. The dude's fucking busted.
Yeah.
Crazy busted. So if he does count, you have to consider him.
He's magical, but
he's definitely magical.
It'd be the same thing like the Great Wizard Council or whatever that gave Shazam and Black Adam their powers and stuff.
I don't know if he was a wizard before. I should have done more research with him. I love Dr. Fate. I don't know a ton about
it's
him.
Our list. We can just change it to magical.
let me just read this. Chosen Bearer of Naboo, Lord of Order, often considered most powerful magical hero in DC, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I don't know if you count him. I don't know how your Dr. Fate lord.
Put him on, whatever.
Is Dr. Fate a wizard?
No, idiot.
No, fucking idiot. It says sorcerer, so we're saying no to that?
Yeah.
A powerful sorcerer and agent of the Lords of Order.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see this. Yeah, it says sorcerer. Okay, so my vote's Zatanna. I love Zatanna. She's a magician, which is a subset of wizard, I'd say, right?
Yeah.
And she's pretty good, too. I mean, she's able to, you know, get into some crazy reality-bending stuff. And if we're talking comic book Zatanna, if we're talking, like, DC animated shows, she's not great.
Well, that same with like Mitchell Pitelnik, right? Like, what do you? I don't even know if he's a wizard or whatever, but he like changes realities and does all weird.
But she is a wizard, and she can get into that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
which is impressive.
Yeah, it is,
and
impressive.
And my comic book knowledge of her is very limited. But as all comic book characters are, she gets fucking broken at some point.
Right.
So just a consideration.
Other considerations from the Harry Potter universe.
Yeah.
I think Dumbledore beats out Voldemort.
I think
Harry
it has
Potter.
To be Voldemort, but here's my argument. Okay, so you're saying like Dumbledore is the only guy he fears, which is true. That's fair.
That Voldemort fears, yeah.
Yeah, but Dumbledore couldn't beat him. You know what I'm saying? Like, Voldemort is slippery, kind of like a snake.
Yeah. Yeah, but Voldemort also couldn't beat
It was
Dumbledore.
A stalemate.
Yeah.
And then Dumbledore died first. Spoilers.
Yeah.
I mean, who went? Who went?
But like,
who won?
But it wasn't like...
And you can't say it wasn't a 1v1 because
But what, I guess what
Voldemort
I'm
was using his agents, but so was Dumbledore. So it's like it was a chess match.
Yeah,
and he lost.
But Dumbledore sacrificed himself
to win in the end.
To win in the end, yeah. Which takes more gumption,
but not power.
It takes more power. I think it takes a very powerful wizard to be like. Look,
I mean, Voldemort literally lived. He split his soul into like seven pieces. Well, that's just nuts.
Because he hates dying so much.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and to be fair, Harry Potter is the one that wins the game. I mean, the dude goes.
He stumbles in. Harry Potter's such an overrated guy. Like,
he goes in. He knows he has to sacrifice himself.
Yeah.
Has the Stone of Resurrection. It was a brilliant play. It was a brilliant play. An amazing play. One of the best plays of all time.
I don't know about that much.
Top five play.
Okay, sure. So you think Harry Potter should be on over Voldemort?
No, absolutely.
Well, then Harry Potter would get
bodied by Voldemort.
Well, that's what I mean. But then you can't.
Are we talking adult Harry Potter? That's
what
different
matter.
When he's an Auror, he becomes busted. Busted.
Well, I don't go into the.
I read the books.
I only do canon.
I read the books. That is canon. You read your Star Wars books, and I read my fan fiction.
But what I'm saying is, like, if Harry Potter beating Voldemort means that Harry Potter is better wizard, then
he beat him by dying. That's just outplaying him. Voldemort beat the shit out. I mean, Voldemort killed him.
Well, all right. So who do we put on this list here then?
That's really tough. I mean, Dumbledore is broken. And Dumbledore, dude, he had the Sorcerer's Stone, so he's like living forever too. Dumbledore's not a great guy.
Yeah, but he's Jude Law's pretty good.
Oh, he's great,
yeah.
But he's not like a good person.
Who is? Who, dude? You put Sidious on the list. Like, I don't think this is a
But sometimes you're so bad, it doesn't matter.
Gandalf's not really a good person either.
Gandalf's a better person than Dumbledore.
Gandalf and Dumbledore are basically the same guy.
That's blasphemous.
It's the same guy. They're using people around them to achieve their own ends with compassionate threads thrown in there just so you don't hate them as much.
They might be the same
guy. It's the same thing. Like one has a sword and the other one has some chocolate
frogs. Dumbledore would body. Gandalf. Probably not. I mean, he's a god, but like I haven't seen him do anything.
Yeah, as long as Gandalf can't get close enough for a sword.
Yeah, sword the face.
Dude, Gandalf's going to take his broadsword and just chop his outer wand straight in half. You kidding me?
That's awesome. That's also another thing. If Voldemort, okay, I'll give it to Voldemort. Voldemort was pretty stupid. He didn't realize he didn't attune himself to the Elder Wand. If he did, it would have been over.
Yeah,
it would have been over.
Because like, here's the thing:
He didn't disarm Dumbledore. Snape did. So Snape was the rightful heir of the Elder Wand.
But you got to think too, like, what about Saruman then? Because like, that's the same
Saruman.
Yeah, it's like
Saruman's good, but I think it was established that Gandalf was stronger than him, right?
Not when Gandalf's getting whipped around like a rag doll in his tower.
Is that gray?
Yeah.
Yeah, but white Gandalf is OP because Sauron already ascended, right? He was white already. White robes. Is that what that means?
I don't think that's what that means, but
he had white robes on. That's what I
sure
think.
Yeah, that's I don't think that's,
I have to ask. That's a David question.
Yeah, David like, can kind of
David could chime in on that.
I don't believe
you have to put Gandalf on it before Sauron, though.
Gandalf,
dude lost to a bunch of hobbits.
Well, that's
the dude went back to the Shire and lost.
Right, but
how do you lose against hobbits?
Gandalf got the pieces moving, as did Dumbledore.
Yeah, no, okay. I mean, I'm fine with Dumbledore. I just think Voldemort needs a shout. He's pretty good. He was pretty good.
Yeah.
He lived for like ever. Could have almost. He almost got there.
Yeah. All right. What else you got?
Doctor Strange.
Sorcerer Supreme?
Dude, he's a wizard, though. Like, he literally taught himself magic.
Put him on the list. I just wanted to call it out because somebody else will.
I understand they call him Sorcerer Supreme, but he's not a sort. He's, like, actually the opposite.
Sure.
He was a doctor.
Yeah.
He had no inherent magical abilities. He literally had to learn it all. If that's not a wizard, I don't know what it is. Put him on.
He's on.
Wizard Supreme.
He's on.
We're going to get that wizard changed. Wizard Supreme. That's all I had.
That's
all I had.
That's all I had. Short list. Yeah.
Short list. I was gonna look at, like, because I saw a couple lists with like someone from Wheel of Time.
I just don't know.
I was gonna ask Kyle to give me like a synopsis of why this person's great, and I didn't have time.
Yeah. Why is Perrin great? All right, so we have Karsus, Merlin, Gandalf, Sidious, Zatanna, Dumbledore, Doctor Strange.
Okay. Merlin's on, right?
I think do you think Merlin beats out Dumbledore?
Oh, well, we have to cut some people, right?
Yeah.
Fucked up. Why did you start with one of the hardest ones?
I actually think it's one of the easiest ones.
You think yes?
Well, I think Zatanna's pretty easy to nix.
I know.
I don't want it to be like just a sausage fest. But
it is.
Yeah.
I'm trying to bring some representation to the squad here. Yeah. You give me zero.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. I love Zatanna, though. She's,
I think,
so
Zatanna.
Great.
And but my thing would be, it would either be Merlin or Karsus. You know more about Karsus. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because, well, think about it. Like, unless you had that hard conversation of Gandalf versus like Dumbledore, but Doctor Strange is just completely OP. Yeah. As soon as you bring him into the conversation, he's like, that's a lock.
Yeah. I don't think so.
I think Sidious is a lock.
Yes.
Again, like, you're just, Sidious is a lock. You can't die. You're jumping around. You manipulate everyone. Doctor Strange, you're literally going back in time and saving the entire universe.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
He could have just made that all up.
He could have and just lucked out hardcore. Yeah.
What if his luck stat's just like just a million?
That rat just happened to hit the right thing at the right time. He was just like, oh, thank goodness. Oh,
thank God.
He was getting worse.